Welcome to the Comic Anvil, episode 5? 6? 5?
Five,
5, yeah, Jesus, man. Today, we have myself, bright and early in the morning, in the dead man zone of Canada. And we have Anthony, who doesn't like to talk.
Hold on.
Oh, hold on. Hodor. Hodor. Got it, got it. Also with us is Kyle. And today we have a new guy joining us who's going to be our DC guru, apparently. Everybody meet Josh.
What's up, guys?
Josh, can you go and tell us something about yourself, big guy?
Well, I started writing actually music stuff on the site
Oh.
about a year or two ago, and then started following more and more comic book people on Twitter, and got me kind of addicted after just being like a graphic novel kind of person here and there. So I started collecting comics about a year and a half ago. Little after the New 52 launch, I definitely prefer DC to Marvel, so high haters. Batman, Green Lantern, those are my two favorites, so.
Nice. This is why we asked about it, because we don't talk about DC Comics.
We do.
Well,
We
yeah.
just have a habit of
Leaving them out.
Well, making slight
we
digs
talk
about
about Batman.
Sometimes.
Them.
We talked about Batman once.
Talk about Justice League last week. That was the huge last episode. That was the big shock about it.
Well,
Okay. I don't remember that. It's really
I
early.
remember
It was really early the last time we recorded, and it's really early right now. So, anyways, Anthony, you want to start with a pick, buddy? Buddy? I got a cold if you can't tell.
Yeah. I'm gonna start with Daredevil End of Days issue 8, and
Ooh.
since it's issue 8, I'm going to be talking about more of the suits in general. This turned out to be a really good Daredevil story. When Brian Bendis was kind of promoting it, he was saying it's in continuity, and I think if you try and read it in and fit it in continuity, it's not going to make much sense. It's a little like the Dark Knight Returns, where it's supposed to be like the last Daredevil
Oh,
story,
really?
and it's pretty well. And it's pretty good. I mean, the first issue. This isn't a spoiler because it happens on like the third page. Daredevil gets murdered by Bullseye in front of a bunch of people. I think he gets like his billy club through his head or
Oh
something.
my God.
And then the rest of the story is Ben Urich investigating what the word Mappone means, even though it's a little bit of a MacGuffin, because it's just to. Something it's like to just move the story forward and get Ben Urich to interacting with like all of these characters who Daredevil fans will know. Like there's a lot of like characters from Daredevil's history, and the main of which is Punisher. Punisher's
Oh,
in
what?
the story quite a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in there quite a lot actually. He's kind of like shadowing Ben Urich as he goes on to his invest it was on his investigation. And the art on this book, most of the art is by Klaus Janson, inked by
Really?
Bill Sienkiewicz, which kind of gives it like this gritty crime feel to it. But then there's some pages in there by David Mark, which are quite nice. He's also the co-writer on it. And then Alex Maleev, there's a couple of pages. He's mostly the cover artist though. And it's a really good like Daredevil murder mystery crime story. And I think now that it's finished, it'll read really well in like a when it's collected in a graphic novel, or like if you want to just read the 8 issues in one sitting on Comixology.
Really?
So,
I have the first four issues. I haven't read any of them. Can you tell? Damn it. It sounds pretty good. I didn't know Frank was in it. I love me some Frank. Kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been reading it, and this is what they tried to make a big deal about. I remember people saying if you haven't read Bendis' Daredevil, you'll feel a little lost. And yeah, there is that. I haven't read Bendis'
Right.
Daredevil yet.
All right.
But I think just for this, it is a good story, and in the well, obviously this isn't a spoiler anyway, but they eventually reveal what Mappone means. But it's kind of, I would have rather they just not. I think the way that it comes, but the way that issue 8 comes to an end, they could have just easily just not bothered, and I think it would have still maybe
Yeah.
been slightly better, but at
Yeah.
least I don't think it would have harmed the story itself. You don't need to know everything all the time.
It's fun to figure things out.
Well,
Oh,
the The Mappone thing is, it's basically Rosebud from Citizen Kane, where journalists trying to find out what the last word of a dying man means, and that's where it's from. And it also is kind of a little bit of a spoiler. The whole series kind of sets up Daredevil as being like this legacy character, which I thought was quite cool, because that,
like Red Batman,
like Red Batman, isn't that, that's a dig at Daredevil, isn't
it? Well, it's in one of the comics there when he's swinging he's swinging across the street and Wade's run, and there's a kid on the bus. It's like, isn't that Red Daredevil or Red Batman?
I did love
how it only Marvel, they'll acknowledge like the style of that DC characters exist, but you never see in DC books, at least not any of the ones that I read, which is like two. Marvel ones.
I think the most famous, the most well known one, is when Dan Slott has Spider-Man saying "I'm Batman" to a bunch of people.
Well, they did that during the movie time too. During McFarlane's run, when Tim Burton's movie came out, Spider-Man's fighting some terrorists in the Statue of Liberty, and he grabs one of them, and the guy's like, "Who are you?" And he goes, "I'm Bat." And then he stops. "I'm Spider-Man." I was like, that's funny.
Sure, Superman's mentioned in the Raimi films. At least one.
Is he?
In the first one.
Weird. It's been a while since I watched that. Kind of like the first Transformers. I watched that last night again. I was like, what the fuck? I haven't seen this in a while. It's still a comedy. Anyways.
It's not as bad as the second one.
Truth. Or anyways.
I was just gonna say I'd give it a 6 out of 7 because you can't really come into issue 8 if you haven't read the previous 7, because it's like an 8-issue miniseries. So I'd give it a 6 out of 7.
I've come to the conclusion I'm gonna do what Daredevil did to my children. Hopefully I don't die in like a really
What did Daredevil do to your children?
Thing. No, I'm gonna do one where I just say a word and I want it to haunt them and just fuck with them for the rest of their lives, just to be a sadistic little bastard.
Right.
And there you go. I swore twice. This is what you were asking for in the last episode, that I never swear. Blah, blah, blah.
Atta boy. I missed it. It's really early. Okay. Holy fuck. How you doing over there, Josh? You sound nervous. Actually, I'm not hearing anything. Nervous. Okay, I'm just making sure you're still there. Okay, we're going to hit up Kyle next, and then it's your turn, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, pick something, Kyle.
I sample with Superior Spider-Man.
Shocking.
It feels like no, it's shocking.
Which one? What? Why are you whispering? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, weird.
I don't know.
All right, creepy. Number 11?
Anyway, yeah, number 11.
Love the cover, man. Love it.
Yeah, I think my problem with issue 9, really, was that it was Slott was trying to juggle too many things, too many sort of subplots about trying to figure out different people trying to go, oh, Peter's acting weird. Oh, Spider-Man's acting weird. Because, you know, I'm sick of it at this point now. I'm just sick of all this. Just get on with the story.
I don't think it's going to change for a long
time. No, but I don't expect it to be ignored completely, but can we just go a few issues without having his ex-girlfriends bitching about, oh, well, he's not acting the same as he used to. It's just, I'm just sick of it at this point.
Isn't that why Avenging is better right now? Do you know what I mean? Because they don't touch with that stuff. They don't play with that at all. Okay, go on, sorry.
Basically, this is only plotted by Dan Slott and written by Christos Gage, which I think... I kind of like him more than I thought I do.
Oh, he's awesome, dude.
Because I'm not...
Yeah, Cage has done some good issues that Dan sort of plotted for Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I noticed that. Because I've not read his Avengers Academy stuff or anything, but I've read when he's done Spider-Man, which is the most recent one. Mm. I think before this was the Age of Ultron tie-in. Because Dexter Sawyer is awesome. But anyway, to the actual issue at hand, it basically what's happened is it's the execution of Alistair Smythe, the Spider Slayer, after he this is following up from whatever arc it was where Jameson's wife was killed by him.
Right.
So it's basically, he calls up Spider-Man, telling him he wants him there to make sure that he doesn't try and escape, because God forbid that supervillain try and escape when they're about to be killed. So it's just typical stuff that you expect anyway. But as Spider-Man's on the raft, it's basically him going and looking about how things have changed in the past few months, about how only a few months ago he was dying in his beat-ass body, and now he's free to do whatever he wants. And he's going, there's a part in it where he's basically criticizing Smythe, basically saying that he's a killer and killers can't change or anything. But then he cuts himself off, which I just found funny.
Oh, that's because he sees his old cell, right?
Yeah, because... No, this is the part where he's talking to that one that works at the Bugle, and he's going on about how once a killer, always a killer, but he cuts himself off and just goes, nah, forget it, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still think Superior is better, and people just need better than a lot of series that people are reading, but they just want a bitch that Peter's dead.
It's, I don't know, man. I like the idea of Doc Ock being Spider-Man, but it's still a Spider-Man comic.
Yeah.
It's still got the same amount of drama and dribble that I despise, but I mean, there's no way of getting around it. This is why I didn't like Mary Jane, because I thought that losing her would eliminate a lot of that. Fuck no, man. It's like gotten worse, but I digress. The action's good. The art's good.
Yeah, because he's single now, so he can have more drama when he's single, obviously.
So that's what I thought was better isn't exactly. I'm going to cry now.
I did like about that issue was, you know, they keep pushing that he's like Superior Spider-Man, and like he had all the escape routes like covered when the final like escape plan was going on. So I mean, it takes away from some of the battle drama, I guess, but it was kind of cool seeing like that's something Pete might not have thought of, because Ock had been in that prison.
True.
Yeah, and for some reason, whenever I bring this up about my argument as to why it makes more sense, is that Pete, I always get flat to say Peter is essentially an idiot that never learned from anything that he ever did, right?
Yeah.
But at least in this series now, Ock is prepared for just about every eventuality. And yeah, it could take some of the drama away from it actually doing, but come on. There's only so many times somebody can do the same stuff and you not clock on to that this is going to happen, and just, oh, what's going on? I have no idea, and just fumble your way through it. But then you get those times where those little brief instances where Peter was prepared, like Ends of the Earth, but then that failed after like three issues.
Look at that worked out, huh? So, okay, on a scale of 1 to 7, what would you rate that?
I'll give it
1 being shit, 7 being great. Great epic.
I think I'd give it a 6.
Holy fuck, everybody's pretty.
I enjoyed the series a lot, and I enjoyed the art.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I got.
I really liked.
I know what you mean.
I really liked issue 11. I'm actually quite glad Ghost Peter's gone for a little bit. It should be interesting.
Because
if they're going to do Doc Ock as Spider-Man, they may as well just go all out and like do it properly. Rather,
I think they are. They're gonna let it ride, man. Because
look at
you can let it ride for another year.
Oh man,
if it lasts a year, I'll be surprised. But you'll be back, dude.
I thought the same thing with Ben Reilly. I'm like, this guy is not gonna last any more than 6 months, and everything's gonna switch back. But it just kind of
wasn't he like
kept going
5 years or something.
And going.
How long was he Spider-Man for?
I don't remember. It was so long ago in a Twilight Zone, far away.
It was quite a while. It was most of the 90s, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there wasn't a Spider-Man film coming out next year, though, is there?
No, that's true.
There you go. Fine.
But what the fuck? Why? You know what? That would be the smart thing for Marvel to do is, you know, have people jump in on the wagon on a Fox movie, Sony, I'm sorry. And then when all those Sony fans go to buy a Spider-Man comic and go, what? What do you mean he's Doc Ock? This is fucked. This ain't right. You know? Then they're going to dislike one or the other.
More crying.
Maybe eventually we'll get our rights back over at Disney.
That's
just open my world. Just a thought.
It's never going to happen. It's never. I'm actually tired of seeing people go and then complain that like Sony did something wrong. Sony legally owned the rights. Marvel sold them.
I know.
Granted, obviously, they didn't know that in 2012 they'd have the Avengers movie and it'd make over $1 billion. But come on. It's their own fault.
Okay, man, I'm not complaining.
I think Marvel sold a lot of the movie rights in the 90s when they were facing bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I think that's what the story is behind of it.
Yeah. And then they're like, let's make an Iron Man movie. It's like our best B-rated character. And holy fuck, did that ever work out, huh? Anyways. That really turned everything around, I think, for Marvel, even the comics. Josh, it's your turn, big guy.
All right. Kind of went into this week excited about Green Lantern to see where that would go.
Oh, the new one after issue 20?
Yes. Nice. But this week, actually, it was a bit of a surprise, and I don't know why I keep putting this kind of book on the back burner, because it has been way better of late, but Green Arrow 21.
Really?
Yeah, it was... Honestly, it had been so bad with the new 52 launch, I was ready to drop it, and then Jeff Lemire kind of came on as the writer and really kind of flipped things around with it. And it's been darker, and the art has been fantastic. I don't know if you guys have really read much of the Batman with the new 52, but there was issue 5 where he was with the Court of Owls and just kind of going crazy, and you know, you're flipping the book upside down to read stuff, right. and this was kind of like the same kind of feel for that, where you know, Ollie's getting drugged up and hallucinating and finding out who like Komodo is and all this stuff back on the island. It was just pretty well done with the regards to that. I always like when they show the stuff of him on the island and that sort of thing. And it's kind of good because with the show on CW, you know, getting a second season and being pretty decent, I'm glad to see the actual comic book turning around and doing a lot better than what it was, because it was some of the crappiest stuff I've ever read.
I haven't read very many good Green Arrow stories that I recall.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was around 16 it started picking up.
Really?
Yeah. So it's been good for about 4 or 5 issues. I think, you know, Lemire was writing for Animal Man when it started off in the new 52, and I really liked that that storyline with Snyder's Swamp Thing in the Rot World.
It was okay. I don't know.
I've tried to read the Green Arrow, but I tried the first one, and I was like, I don't know what it was. I think it might have been a combination of me, because obviously everyone was Hawkeye. Obviously, I don't think it's trying to catch. It's not trying to be Hawkeye.
I don't like Hawkeye. Come on now.
I'm not. You hate Fraction.
I don't hate Fraction. He's a nice guy.
Okay. And also a combination of the fact that I love the TV show Arrow so much.
Yeah.
But it didn't give me... What was that for? What was that? Oh.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Okay.
It's not like you mentioned Arrow and I made it. Oh. That's not what happened.
Arrow is great, but anyway.
Really?
It just doesn't...
Is it better than Sherlock?
No.
That's what I thought.
Better than Sherlock?
Star Trek?
Different type of shows. I'm not being led into that. But I don't really think that... Especially the art. I didn't like the colouring, basically.
Really?
Which has kind of put me off.
I've had that happen to me, man.
Yeah.
But I think I might try it out down the line. But let's just add that onto the queue of books that I will eventually read. But because it's DC, I'll have to wait another, 2 years for it to come out in trade?
Yeah, what's up with that shit? That's...
Oh, that's because DC want you buying the singles, which is fair enough, but when you're waiting for the trade, it's a bit of a pain.
True.
The Supergirl and Flash are the two, and Wonder Woman, the ones I'm reading in trade. They're up to, 21 now?
Yep.
And the first trade went up to like issue 8, and then the second trade will go from 9 to like 12 plus 0, and maybe the annual. It's ridiculous.
They do annuals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I miss annuals. Getting them yearly anyways, none of this every 6 months special one shot bullshit.
Some of the annuals have actually been pretty good as well.
Like Batman?
Yeah, like Snyder did one with Mr. Freeze, which was pretty cool, during the Court of Owls.
Yeah?
Oh yeah, that's right. That was pretty good.
I can't knock that.
Yeah. Look.
Batman and Robin one. I didn't read the Batman one, but I read the Batman and Robin one, and I loved it, because, you know, Damian's awesome, and he's still not back yet.
No.
It's been 101 days now, I think, since he died, and he's still not back. There isn't an actual Tumblr page dedicated to him not being back yet.
That was the last Batman comic I bought, was when Damian died. I just had to read it. And man, did I giggle. It was awesome.
No.
Poor Batman.
You bastard. I cried.
Oh, really? I've never had a comic make me cry. Actually, Peter David's last run on his first run of the Hulk almost made me cry. It was very sad. What was it?
Spider-Man made me have fever.
Oh, really? That fucking sucked. I thought it sucked.
What?
Okay.
So... Oh, I loved Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're no, wrong. Dude. See, yeah, come on now, awesome. Say he's wrong. Remember last episode when I got accused of being wrong?
Okay, you can say I'm wrong, but you're wrong.
Yeah, yes, you're wrong. Whatever. Wrong.
Well, the thing you're going to tell me...
It's Eric's show, so I can't say that to Eric.
The thing you're going to tell me is that Ultimatum wasn't the greatest thing ever done.
Never read it.
Oh, you got to read it. It's the greatest
I've still not brought myself to read Ultimatum yet. Because Eric, you're the only person I've heard say something positive about it. Everyone else has said it's terrible.
Oh, it's awesome. Everybody dies. It's just great. It's great. Okay, so wait, you were talking about Green Arrow. What would you rate that out of 1 to 7, Josh?
I'd probably give it a 6 out of 7.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yep.
Hi, Marks. I guess I better pick a book I didn't like then, eh? These guys.
Yeah.
These guys. I don't have a book I didn't like. It's a surprise.
Oh, so you liked all the DC stuff you read then this week?
Actually, Dial H confused me. That was the only thing I read this week, actually. So, yeah, could talk about that, I guess. No, we can't. That's such a confusing book. I think I missed an issue. That's why it was fucking weird to me.
I have no idea what's going on in that either, so...
Yeah, never mind. I tried to explain it last time, and then when I listened to it again, I'm like, I sound like a fucking meatball. So
yeah, because when you start talking about it, we both went quiet. We haven't been reading it. Yeah, okay. No,
all right. Mock me all you want. I am going to go with Thanos Rising issue 3.
Oh, I was going to talk about.
Oh, that's such a burn, eh? Sorry, man. It's really.
Oh.
Man, the art, Bianchi's art, really suits this, doesn't it?
It is, yeah, because that's what was put me off picking it up at first, but then I read it on the iPad, and it's like, oh, this is actually pretty nice.
It's fucking, man, you see the making, the molding of a true, I don't know, sociopathic serial killer? Mm. Something's fucking wrong with this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Seriously, I did a Vine video, and it was Thanos, he's a player, he's a baby killer, and a pimp. That's what I got out of issue 3. The art's magnificent, man. I don't know. I don't know why it suits us so much. So much better than his Wolverine stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I read, I think he did a couple of issues for Warren Ellis's Astonishing X-Men, and it wasn't very good. Because Warren Ellis followed up Josh Whedon on Astonishing X-Men, and I love Warren Ellis, but his Astonishing X-Men comics were not very good at all. But anyway...
I think with this, like, he had good run time, lead time on this series, whereas something like that, I think he was just, I don't think he was too prepared for that monthly schedule. Because even his run on Wolverine, there was a issue kerfuffle when it came out, if I recall correctly. What else can I say about this? Jason Aaron gets this character. Jason Aaron gets psychopathic serial killers pretty good. But as good as Garth Ennis does, you know, I liked his Punisher stuff. I liked his Ghost Rider stuff. All vigilante type comics. His Wolverine stuff's good too. His Wolverine and the X-Men's really good. Okay, getting off track here. So Thanos Rising. The Origin of a Demon. That's what I'm going to name it. I don't know. I give it a 7 because it was fucking spectacularly cool. I just didn't see it coming, and it was horrific at the same time. Yeah, I like a good... Well, if you've listened to the show before, you know I like gory comics, so this one fits the category. So, yeah, we're all feeling generous today. I give it a 7. You guys, okay, Anthony, you're the only other one who read it, I take it? Nobody's got anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's really... I love how, like, creepy it is, even for, like, a Marvel comic, because obviously they can't, like, show blood and guts on every page, like something like a an Avatar comic can, yeah. But it's still, like, really creepy and stuff.
It is, isn't it? It's his brooding, man. Like, he's just... It's, you know... I'm looking forward to the maniacal Infinity Gauntlet welding Thanos, and I would expect to see that in this series, but that's not the case at all. Do you know what I mean? He's so...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. The depression in the art and the writing really comes across from him. Like, he's depressed. That's what I'm getting out of it.
Did you notice the nod to Jim Starlin in issue 3? They mentioned a star system or planet, and it's named Starlin. Which was, I'm guessing, was a nod to Jim Starlin, which was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Nice. Didn't notice that. I was drinking when I read it, so.
Aren't you always drinking?
No, I'm not drinking right now. Well, I'm having coffee, if that counts.
Because it's like 8 in the morning.
It is 8 in the morning, yeah. I have to go.
Hey, that's never stopped you before.
Yes, it has. Okay, I guess we're back to Anthony. Got another one, big guy?
I have. Just by the way, can you hear that outside?
No.
No.
No, no. Okay, then I'll carry on.
Well, what is it? What is
I'm
it?
Gonna talk about
tell me
what
it is now.
Yeah,
what is it?
Yeah.
No, it's just someone cutting bricks. That's
cutting
all.
Bricks?
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey. It's making a lot of noise, but anyway. Yeah, All New X-Men number 12, which has the Uncanny Avengers in it.
Yes.
Because they keep popping up in other Marvel titles. Even though I'm not reading the Uncanny Avengers book, but this series is really good, and Immerman and Marty Garcia and Wade Bongrob Badger on art. Oh wait, actually, this one's colored by Rain Barredo. Oh, there's different colorists on it.
Marty Garcia.
That's on the cover. It says on the cover it says Marty Garcia, yeah. And then on the titles page, I've just noticed it says Rain Barredo. So that's weird.
Oh man, but,
anyway,
DC move.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, moving on.
You see that? Yep.
Oh no, no, his name's on there. This is the cover, man. He's getting credit for the cover, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But anyway, moving on to the actual content of the comic, yes. You've got Havok meeting young Cyclops. And I think, do you know when you bring the original X-Men into the modern Marvel continuity, it raises loads of questions like how it's affecting the timeline and stuff and what butterfly effects it's having. But you also get really good stories with like Havok meeting his younger brother.
It was so touching.
Which is really cool. Yeah. And then you've got the young Jean Grey reading the mind of Wanda, seeing all the House of M stuff, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then you've got Captain America being a dick to everyone, because yeah. I'm pretty sure Captain America just hates mutants.
I think he's a dick.
He
did that in Uncanny Avengers, didn't he? No, X-Force, when he just tried to attack him when they were in Australia or whatever, and he just started being a dick for no reason.
I think he's got some secret prejudice against mutants or something, which is like, God. See, he's the reason Avengers vs. X-Men started when he went to Utopia, just starting on him. And Cyclops is like, you want me?
That's a good point.
And there's also a page... in this where Stuart Immerman gets to draw Fing Fang Foom,
yes.
Which reminded me a lot of Next Wave, which is always a good thing, and it's a really awesome page.
Yes.
But then the only downside is you've still got... the female mastermind looking an awful lot like Magic and Emma Frost because she's blonde in a black costume, which is weird, but
the costumes basically look the same. It's not just that it's black, they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I think Emma Frost needs to go back to being the White Queen, just so I get confused a little less.
Put her white dress
a more ridiculous dress, okay.
Magic needs to wear a helmet or a tiara or something.
Yeah. Well, she has the sword used, so...
Yeah, that's the main thing to tell them apart.
Exactly. We've talked about that before. I too read the issue. It was good.
I think David LaFontaine is coming on art soon, which I'm kind of a bit
basketball head guy
about, because I his art's not so bad. It's just when he was drawing Spider-Man in his costume, and he just like a perfectly round head, and it looked really weird. And then this is kind of getting off track a bit, but they actually addressed that in the Ultimate Spider-Man story, and they gave him a haircut because Gwen and Mary Jane said his head was starting to look like a basketball. And then even after he had his haircut, his head just looked the same in the mask anyway. So I'm like wondering, what the fuck is...
Is he drawing a helmet or a mask?
But yeah, all new X-Men. Yeah, all new X-Men gets a 6.
Holy shit, I'd give it a 5. I don't like mushy brother stuff, brother love stuff. So I'm going to knock it down a peg. I don't have a teddy bear to hug when I'm reading these things.
You would have loved it if there was loads of blood and shit.
If there was more blood and shit, yeah. If Fing Fam Foom had like eaten a handful of mutants and looked at Captain America and high-fived, it would have got a 7.
Yeah, do you know what? That would have been awesome. I'm not going to argue
with you. Awesome sauce. Okay, Kyle, I totally blanked there. What's your name? Your turn, man.
Okay, let's go back a week.
Oh.
Back. Yeah.
I tried to do that, but I couldn't find him. Oh, shit, there's a problem with this call.
Go back a week to one of the most hyped, or at least one of my most anticipated from the whole Marvel Now crap, was X-Men number 1. And that's with the whole female X team.
Great brand.
Mainly because Psylocke's on it and, you know, ninjas. Mm-hmm. And Corey Pell's art is great for the majority of it, but there are times in it where I'm a bit... I don't know whether it's because I'm an idiot. There's a chance of that. But I wasn't sure what the hell was going on. Let me just flick through. There's parts as well where some of the panels don't look finished. I think it's when they're on the plane with Jubilee and and the baby starts crying. It starts to look a bit phoned in. And again, as story wise, I think it's okay. I've seen a lot of people giving it 10s, even on my website blog thingamajig. It received a 10, which what was said about it, I agree, but to give it a 10 seems a bit too much for me, because I don't feel like it leaves... Yeah, sure, it's got a cliffhanger, but aside from the cliffhanger, I don't think it really gives you much incentive to want to read the second issue.
That could be argued. A lot of old classic guys, guys who like the classic Claremont stuff, really praise that issue, because it kind of has that same feel. I don't know. I enjoyed the issue. Can't knock Oliver's art, Olivier, or whatever. If Anthony was here, he'd lay the smack down about the artist, because he loves Copiel. I don't know, man. I enjoyed it.
I'd probably give it what? Give it a 5, man. See, it's just lower down the scores now. I think it's good, don't get me wrong. But 10s, I wouldn't have given it if I was the one writing the reviews or anything like that.
You're a cold-hearted son of a bitch.
I know. I just hate everything.
Okay, well, we seem to have lost Anthony. He's totally offline. But this seems to be recording still, I hope. Somebody talk. You guys talk. Somebody.
Hello, guys.
Okay, thanks. Just making sure the bars are moving. I can edit that out. Do you have another comic you want to talk about, Josh?
Yeah, I want to go back and talk about Green Lantern 20 now.
Cool, it's on my phone. Let me whip it out.
All right.
That's what she said.
I'm a bit worried she said that.
First off, I mean, Geoff Johns' run on Green Lantern was impressive. I mean, there's ups and downs, but I mean, he's totally changed the way that anyone and everyone thinks and views the Green Lantern Corps. Plus, he's a Detroit guy, so he gets major props to me. But this issue was everything I expected it to be and more. I'll say the one little disappointing thing I had about with it was the whole, you know, final climax with the first Lantern just seemed a little rushed and kind of done and over with real quick. But the art by all the various artists that were involved in it was beautiful. The colors were awesome. And I think that's one of the reasons that I love reading these books is the colors just, you know, just pop out to you constantly and it makes it very visually appealing. But in regards to the book, you know, this John's run has always been the story about Hal Jordan and he's my favorite Green Lantern. So kind of seeing this come full circle was pretty cool. Parallax coming back and seeing Sinestro kind of take over Parallax and being able to kind of harness him was an awesome moment.
Yeah, he's still got it. Does he still have it inside him too?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, he does.
That's crazy.
I know. It was real cool. And Sinestro is probably one of the coolest anti-heroes there is. At least for me, I love his character and the relationship with Hal Jordan. You know, we get to see that those damn Guardians who I always view as the real villains of the story, kind of get killed off by Sinestro, with the exception of Gathet. Yes, that's right. Yes. And that was a cool little thing there at the end, seeing them both alive. But you know, definitely got me teared up seeing Sinestro use, you know, Hal. You know, we'll always be friends. You know, that was hearing him say his first name was pretty cool. Plus, we got something real cool with this issue. It was, you don't often get in comics, is basically a definite ending for the characters, which was real cool to see, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. Plus, I loved the whole Sinestro chapters of the book had been, you know, kind of pulled out, ripped out of there, but you see the hand kind of touch and you know it's Sinestro at the end, which was real satisfying. I don't know. I love John's run. I love that issue, but at the same time, I'm excited to see where things go and a new person kind of come in and take over the various books. So it'll be interesting from here on out.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool with a slight glimpse into the future for all the characters. Doesn't necessarily mean that's going to go that way, but
yeah, no, exactly. It was cool. Yeah.
I went and bought it just on a whim. Well, not on a whim. They talked me into it, a bunch of my friends, because I've been reading Green Lantern since Kyle was the only Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And I sat through the Rebirth and was not very happy with that. But what was I going to do? You know, I'm like, hey, great, Hal Jordan's back. But that kind of paved the way for the movie and all that stuff. So I liked the movie.
So did I.
You heard me. I liked the Green Lantern movie.
I just get this thing. I don't hate the film. I just thought it was pretty boring. I had no connection to the Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Right? I wasn't even reading comics then. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So it was just, oh, it's a superhero film. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it. But I was bored. My cousin walked out of the cinema after about 10 minutes.
That's a bold statement. Wow.
Yeah.
And plus, fucking Ryan Reynolds.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
Right. First thing. He can only play one character. That's the only thing he can do. He can only play one character. And if it has to be Deadpool movie, which, spoiler alert, never going to happen. Nope. Let him go and be in it if that's what everyone wants. Second thing, full divorced Scarlett Johansson, right?
Wait,
why would you do that?
Yeah. I told you, man. I told you why. Blake Lively swallows or takes it in the bump of the two. It's the only explanation. The only possible explanation.
Oh, God.
Hot sister and they have three ways all the time. That's another possibility.
Yes.
Maybe she's really tall. No, she doesn't look really tall.
I don't know. But, Ryan Reynolds. Mainly, that's my main beef about him.
Uh-huh.
Well, why would you make sure... you marry her, and you get pregnant, and you wait, then you complete, then you've got to sort it so she will always be in your life, and there will always be a chance that for the sake of the child, you could get her to stay with you forever and ever. You don't divorce Scarlett Johansson, the most beautiful woman on the planet. I will say that forever.
Forever, ever? Forever, ever.
I love Scarlett Johansson, in case you hadn't noticed.
I noticed.
And Anthony will attest to that.
But Anthony's not here. We killed him.
I know.
Hodor.
Yep. Rest in peace forever, not rest in peace.
I don't know. I can't imagine my internet going down like that. That would suck. I'd be in a rage, but that's me.
Well, mine did that a couple episodes ago, and then I had to use my phone.
Yeah, I didn't remember. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
See, I prepared. Yeah. He didn't. Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Anyways, yeah. Back to Green Lantern. The fuck you went from Green Lantern to Scarlett Johansson. Okay, I could kind of see that. But...
See?
Well done.
If, in my defense, my segue, I always manage to segue into something related to it.
Good stuff. Okay. I read the issue, too. I'd give it a 7. What would you give, Josh?
Oh, definitely 7.
Yeah, it was a good little wrap-up. It was kind of expensive, but it was a big issue. All right.
Yeah, it was.
Just so I'm sure, that was the last one Jeff Johns is doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Might give it a go next issue then. No.
Plus we get Lazy Flair's own series coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, Lar Flees? What? Say what? Lazy Affair, is that what you said?
Yeah.
How the fuck did...
Is that the orange one?
I don't know. You've lost me, Josh. Josh, we're not from the States. Fill us in, man.
Well, I mean, basically what happened in this week's issue of Green Lantern was... It was kind of cool. It was... It wasn't, like, directly after the events of, Wrath of the First Lantern, but... shortly after, and they're kind of like picking things up around Oa and that sort of thing. And, Hal gets promoted to like the head Green Lantern basically. And the last couple pages is,
Hello.
Oh, sorry, welcome Josh. Back.
Sorry.
Come on.
I totally forgot what I was saying. Ah,
that's what happens when you're a DC fan. No, I'm kidding, man. We're talking about the last issue of Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah. So it was basically, they're kind of picking up, everything around Oa and getting that sort of thing when, the Orange Lantern Corps kind of come storming in and they want to take the planet for themselves. And I guess the whole sort of thing with these new books is it's basically going to be everything's kind of happening. So if like Hal Jordan calls in the corpse to come in, you see him like sending out the message. And then in the issue of Green Lantern Corpse, you kind of see them off doing their own thing when a message from Hal Jordan kind of comes in. So it's separate kind of stories, but loosely kind of intertwined, which will be kind of cool to see. And then you can see the Orange Lantern Corpse kind of coming in and storming Oa. When you saw the other end of Hal Jordan, like, oh shit, we're getting attacked. What do we do? So, it'll be interesting.
Sounds interesting. All right, so. Sorry, I lost my train of thought, too. It's early. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Anthony's back. I'm just going to say one quick thing about Age of Ultron here, and then.
It's still going.
Yeah, it's still going.
Did you wait until I got back until you mentioned it?
No, we were talking about we talked about X-Men 1 with Brian Woods and
I read that was pretty good.
I know, I was like, you're lucky Anthony's not here, he'd play the smackdown about the artist. Anyways, Age of Ultron number 9, kind of a repeat of issue 8, kind of like issue 1 and issue 2 are the same fucking thing. Kind of a repeat. Well, not really a repeat, though. I don't understand the paradox, and how the fuck does an immortal guy kill himself? I don't. So, yeah, that was issue 9. I don't know.
Man, I dropped that back in issue 4 because it was going nowhere.
You know what? Then it kind of picked up, and then it kind of slowed down. And now it's a very fucking confusing point. And I'm glad it's kind of self-contained, mostly, because I couldn't handle through all the comics right now. It just wouldn't be... I read a thing on Bendis' Tumblr where he said that he always wanted to start a story after the epic war had been already waged and the bad guys won. And I was like, oh, well, if you'd have fucking told me that before you started this shit, I might not have bought it. But
did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that. I was just like, I want to see the fucking war. Oh. But I didn't get to see the war.
He said that in a lot of the promo stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons for it. Nah, not reading.
See, I don't read too much news. Like, I don't go to Newsarama or CBR or anything like that too much because I don't like spoilers. I get enough of that shit on Twitter.
Well, most of what I hear is other podcasts when I listen to them being interviewed on like Word Balloon and stuff. That's where I pick it up. So.
That's a good point. Never thought of that podcast. Too busy making my own to listen to other people's. the art was good, man. I kind of like it. It seems like he's almost like, I know it's Pacheco. You'll find that we can't pronounce many people's names here.
I just want to ask something really quick. Why they made a big deal about Brian Hitch?
That guy sucks.
Being the artist, yeah, that's why I didn't pick up. I looked, flicked through issue one, and went no. But they made a big deal about Brian Hitch doing art, but he's not even doing the whole series. So what was the point?
I don't know.
No, to make such a big deal about him being the artist, we've held off, we've delayed it so Brian Hitch can finish, and he's only done, like, what? How many issues did he actually do? I think he did 4.
Because he's slow.
He's slow and he's rude.
Then don't make...
He's so slow.
Wasn't this event already delayed like a year or whatever? What? Okay. Oh, I don't get it. I don't understand what's the point.
His Ultimates he did with Mark Millar, there's like 24 comics there. Yeah. That took like 4 or 5 years to come out in total.
And how long ago was that? You know? Like, fuck, I'm sorry.
That was like Was that from like 2000 to 2005 or something?
I don't know, it's all a blur, but I call bullshit. I don't think that he's the greatest fucking be-all, end-all artist of realism there is out there. Like... I don't mind
his art, but I didn't particularly like it in the Age of Ultron stuff. I think he's tried to pack it too much and
too much detail. Eh?
I think that's what the problem with that was the problem with his Fantastic Four he did with Millar, which also didn't really look as good as some of his other stuff.
That's true.
I think he's trying to do too much.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't know. Maybe it was the coloring or something, but I just. This shit does not appeal to me. It might as well be Greg Land. You know?
Oh, yeah. Greg Land. We got a new Greg Land book coming. Oh, everybody cheer. Yay.
I'm annoyed about that, because I would have read that if he was on the Mighty Avengers.
What? He's going to do the first arc and it'll be gone.
Yeah, but I'm going to look forward to all the women looking the same. I mean, White Tiger being the only exception because she has to wear a mask.
Ooh, sexy. Never even thought of
it. Child.
The lineups for it's pretty awesome, though.
It is a good lineup. Yeah. Except, you know, they don't need Spidey in there, but gotta have somebody that's...
They need a big name, don't they, to try and attribute. It's Spider-Man or Wolverine, let's be honest. And Wolverine's already in every other Marvel title.
So. And if he's getting powered down, he can't do another team.
Yeah.
Which takes me back to Age of Ultron. I never rated that. I'm gonna give that a 2 for... I don't know what the fuck is going on. Fucking tired of this fucking... I don't know what the fuck is going on. I read 8 fucking issues in a row. I should know what the fuck is going on. What the fuck just happened here? Please take
I'm glad that I dropped it. I still feel the same way. I know about...
Jeez. I just laugh at all the hate that he's received. Because I was like, yep, told you. I was right.
Well, let's wait for the next issue. I know. I like to finish things, man. No matter how shitty or whatever. Well,
Yeah, I'm the same, Eric. I feel your pain.
It's gotta be...
I'm the same way, but it was so bad.
If I started it, I probably would have finished it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really enjoy half of AVX, but I started it, so I finished it. Mm-hmm.
It's
better than Fear Itself, I'll give it that much.
Oh my god, House of M can end at any time, that's all I have to say. Maybe it will be over after this. Here's hoping.
This has turned into a hate on event comics, it sounds like.
Maybe a little bit. Actually, now that you're back, it's your turn. That was pretty good. You get to sit out for one cycle.
Oh, do me and I have to...
Yeah,
oh,
well, no, you might as well. Make it...
I don't know.
Good book.
Okay. Sorry. Really, the only other title that I read that I can, that's not been mentioned that I can talk about, is New Avengers 6. But talking about New Avengers 6 would mean that I fully understand New Avengers 6. And I mean, I do get what's going on. It's the Illuminati saving worlds and universes, which is awesome. But there's also a lot of other stuff,
like
a lot of science fiction stuff, a lot of Jonathan Hickman stuff. And I'm kind of like, yeah, this is good, but what the hell is it doing?
You mean like the crossovers of the multiverses and shit? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
does
yeah.
Does that work? I don't know. I know what you're saying. Like, it's Hickman, though. You just kind of, it's like reading a word you don't know how to read. You just kind of go over it, make up a word to replace it with. That's what I do.
And then, yeah, this issue had Doctor Doom in it. And
oh, yeah.
He didn't even do much, no. But Hickman just writes an awesome Doctor Doom, yeah. Just from his Fantastic Four. I want to see more Doom in Hickman's Avengers.
I love Doom.
Just because he writes them so well.
Good point.
But, yeah, the first arc of the Marvel Now New Avengers is finished, so I'm gonna sit down and reread it all in one sitting, and hopefully I'll fully understand it. And I think Deodato's on for the next arc.
Oh, could be yeah. Wrong. Didn't he do the last issue of Avengers number?
He did. Yeah, he's done the last couple.
13. Yeah.
I think did like yeah. I think, did 10 to 13.
That guy could draw, man. Wow, love his art.
I didn't like his what his. Well, at least the last issues on Bendis' Avengers, but I really do like what he's been doing as of late.
Very cool. So yeah, what would you give New Avengers? I don't know what the fuck is going on. Issue 5.
Issue 6. I'm gonna give it 5 because Steve Epton's art is really good. True. In this. Actually.
Yeah, he's good.
It does have to be said.
Okay. Mm. All right, Kyle, you got a real quick super shooter. Pew, pew.
Good, fast. Let's see. Just quickly talk about JLA number 4.
Really?
So why is it when I want to talk about Justice League, I get that reaction?
I don't know. I
enjoy the Justice League.
You're the only guy I know who reads it.
I've not read Justice League.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's gonna. I honestly prefer it to Justice League at the moment. But I like Justice League as well.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, if you haven't been paying attention, they've made a Justice League of America team, Catwoman.
Oh right,
Catwoman has been.
I did read that news. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Basically, in the end, it comes up that Catwoman gets killed while she's undercover in some sort of society.
Under the covers? That a girl.
Yeah.
Under the covers.
Sexy bitch. Oh, sorry, Kyle, go on.
Basically, yeah, like she gets killed by undercover. People are freaking out about it, making stupid assumptions about it, really. And how it relates to, you know, this great event that's coming up, Trinity War. This is the weakest. I have to say, this is probably the weakest one of the run so far, because it. I'm trying to find the word.
Shit.
It.
Probably word.
It's not a shit. No. It's not. This. See, you've messed up my flow now. I can't find the right word.
My bad. What happened? Oh, is that a message telling me to shut up? Oh, yeah, we could probably... We'll shut up. Sorry, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, you know what? I give up with that one. I give it a 4, right? And I can't find the, right word.
No,
Because no, it doesn't right. make me...
What Kyle should be doing, since we don't read it, Kyle should be giving us reasons why we should pick it up, or if it's worth us picking it up. So go on, yeah. Kyle. Should we be reading Justice League of America?
Last time I tried to get you to read things, you both just refused.
Like what?
Because, what? I'm Ultimate Spider-Man. Oh. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man.
Man, I got that. I got the whole...
run. Journey into Mystery.
Except for the last 10-ish.
Kieran Gillen, don't care. Catherine Hickman. Journey into Mystery. You know what? Listen to that.
I thought Journey into Mystery was cancelled. I'm sorry.
It will be soon. Okay. I have very little faith
in it. This book is awesome, but I have very little faith in it, living with Blogger.
No, No, I have little faith that other people are going to read it. Last time I checked, it's like in the 60s or whatever every month or something stupid like that.
Sure.
So it'll probably get cancelled.
That's not that bad.
It's drip.
When you consider what the title is, it's a Sith title written by Catherine Immerman. It's not going to be in like the top 10 or anything. So,
but if I remember correctly, sales numbers have been dropping. Which, you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so, all across the industry. Blah, blah, blah. What were we talking about? How'd you get to Journey into Mystery? Where the hell were we when we started this?
I don't know.
He was on about Justice League.
Okay, I'm running out.
And then I got blocked for talking.
Okay, so
remember,
you gave Justice League 4 a number 4. How convenient.
Yeah.
Josh, have you got one more quick one, man?
We can do Swamp Thing. Still been decent since...
Is Snyder still writing or no?
No, he's not.
No.
And I thought it was going to take a big shitter after that, but... might have even improved a little bit.
No way. Slamming your own boys. What's up?
I know. It's just cool because it seems like... I feel like it's a tough character to kind of write because you got this big, like, tree monster... But it's really Alec Holland, and
sure it's not Groot?
You kind of see his personality a little bit more kind of showing out. And he's got confidence, you know, it seems like, where he didn't really have that kind of confidence with Snyder.
I didn't like that. He seemed so wishy-washy in the beginning of that run.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
It was cool because you got this, you know, this past issue, we went back to the green and the parliament trees, and it was cool discussing with a past Swamp Thing and went back in time and kind of saw, you know, what was going on with this woman that kind of showed up and was asking for salvation. And, you know, Alec Holland really didn't know what to do. So kind of getting that advice from this past, you know, Swamp Thing was a cool little a twist of events to kind of go forward. Seems like it's an interesting storyline. I thought I was going to drop it after Snyder left. It's kept me on. So, I'll keep going with it. I'll give it a 5 out of 7.
Nice. That's good to know because I dropped that title.
Yeah, I've dropped it as well. I've got a question though. Is it still pretty like a horror comic, or is it going into superhero stuff a bit more? Or
no, it's definitely what, like, still, genre is it? Still horror type. It's got a little bit of comedy kind of thrown in here and there, but yeah, definitely more of the horror kind of feel.
Okay,
that's cool.
Yeah, I might read it at some point. I liked Snyder's run, and it kind of got me interested in the character, but I needed to drop it because of budget reasons. So
yeah.
So what about Villains Month? What do we know about that?
Some cool covers.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually quite excited for the 3D covers.
Really.
I think, yeah, that's the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
I don't think
because they look really cool when they're gifts and they're like moving like that. But there's just a lot of titles.
Yeah,
they're all $3.99. They're all $3.99 though, as well, aren't they?
Well, are the $3.99 ones going up to $4.99?
I thought I don't know. I just thought it was $4
every title.
Yeah.
Yeah, every title's $4 in September.
So you get like,
and then every.
Yeah, so you get like all those Batman point ones or whatever, which I assume would be out every week or what.
Yeah.
And they're all $3.99, which is like, yeah.
Well, is every title coming out like 4 times in the month, or is it just certain ones that are coming out 4 times in the month?
I think it's certain ones.
Yeah.
That's confusing the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, I don't really get it either. I was kind of following it a little bit, but... Really? What villain out there in the DC universe actually intrigues me? I started thinking about that, and other than Deathstroke, I don't even know if he's a bad guy anymore.
I couldn't tell you.
There you go.
Because we don't need a Joker one. We wouldn't need a Joker one because we just have a Joker story.
Yep.
Who's the Batman one?
That's right.
Penguin. Has Penguin got one?
I don't know.
I hope to God not hate the Penguin.
Really?
I saw a Two-Face one that looked kind of cool. Yeah.
They have to do like more Clayface and Killer Croc and other anarchy.
I want to say Clayface is on it, but I don't know which Batman title he's the cover of.
Bane's got one.
Oh, Bane sucks. God.
Well, Clayface, this is another one where Clayface has made, and I think it's going to be more ones that haven't made appearances as of late. So, like, Bane, Bane hasn't been in Snyder's, at least. That's like I can say that. I don't know about The Dark Knight, that stellar series.
I think he showed up pretty shortly in it.
Well, like, it's like everyone shows up in the first issue of Snyder's one when he's in the prison.
Yeah.
So he's there. He exists in continuity, but it's like, have they actually done anything? And that'll probably be the ones that haven't done anything but are probably like mid-tier guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, is there a Black Adam one? There's a guy I could get behind. Sorry. I was listening.
Probably not.
Fuck!
Probably not, because they can't even be bothered to make Shazam officially a member of the Justice League. They can't even bother to finish this origin story. Black Adam ain't getting one.
I'm waiting for that to be finished so I can buy it in a trade. I will read that. What the fuck is going on upstairs? Anyways, yes, very exciting for very, very exciting times for villains, apparently. Other than that, I kind of got to wrap it up. I got to go to work. I thank you guys very much for joining me. Josh, it was a pleasure having you here. Don't be so fucking nervous. Kyle,
bring
swear
it.
More. Anthony, just be cool, brother. You're okay. I like you. No, that's all I got.
Aww.
Internet hug. Okay. Aww. Fap, 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 fap. Oh, yeah.
Somebody's hiding, it's drowning my icebox. Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes. Oh yeah, alright, feels good. Thank you.